Much for those who caught the Temple Sounds, the Cloud Show Live. It's always a pleasure. And if you're catching us on the podcast, not a problem, without a shadow of a doubt, thank you as well. Right? You can listen to us on demand. Go to my website, templesounds.com. You can see a plethora of all the Temple Sounds and Culture shows. Yeah? Tell you what, do me a favor, right? Subscribe. The subscriptions actually help me grow the podcast and allows me to market and advertise more, of course, to earn more money, yeah? But this is what it's all about, Timber Sounds and Culture. Until the next show, adios! Sit back and relax for the next DJ. If you're catching this from the podcast, just relax, because it's going to pick up the next podcast, yeah? I appreciate you, I salute you, big up the wins, Timber Sounds and Culture, Dr. Kenya, Osi Ndoli, peace.
Use prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies, or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should. It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
It said that would happen right when it did.
Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog.
Did we go backwards again?
Everything you said would come true has.
I changed something. I erased something.
I'm not meant to be here.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to.
What did you do to me?
Downtown.
No. Y97, the Electric Lady Studios. Jimmy's prime joy. This is something that he had built up with his own sweat and blood, money that he had earned on the road. This was his new home. This is his place where he could create and feel free to express himself any way he wanted to. Dolly Dagger is a wonderful example of where Jimmy was at a particular time. You can hear the funk of that guitar. That's going to drive the track, because the original guitar track, which is this, is just a scratch, but now we got the meat.
They provided us a place where we could, it was our laboratory, a place where we could go in and experiment.
Interestingly enough, what we're doing, he's using his original lead guitar that was cut as the basic track. That is the lead guitar. He never replaced that. However, he did add extras. Super clean one, which goes along with
the last thought of implementing or going in certain other musical directions, which made a lot of sense.
I mean, true 70s fashion. Heavy mama, get it on, get it on. What a great blend of vocals. Jimmy sits perfectly in there. He knows exactly where to put his voice, what pitch, where it should sit with in relation to the Ghetto Fighters. Masterful.
We went in and we were free to create to our utmost.
And the great Steve Winwood quote from Billy. He's Jimmy's anchor. This man is just fantastic.
When Billy came into the band properly, if there's such a thing, as a three-piece unit, it gave me a lot more freedom. And I just started to feel incredibly happy.
I think it's a very cool balance of power between Mitch's newfound funkiness, if you will, integrated with his jazz feel, and Billy's solidness down below, keeping it all tied together. And the fact that they communicated very, very well, the three of them. Dolly Dagger is a great example of Jimmy's new sound, and I think he's very excited about playing this live.
And some of the new songs, yeah, we just play them, say, the one time, or just had the rough ideas of them in the studio, and it was using the stage to actually build them up and try them, and it felt good from back to back.
Check it out.
tray down, baby.
Children, because this is a hard world. Don't nobody give you nothing. You have to work for it. Right?
Right.
So I'm blessed to be able to beat up everybody. So I'm going to beat up everybody until I can't beat them no more. If I can go 10 more years, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Good. Most of your poems, like the one you spoke a few moments ago, are funny. But you've written one about your own people, I think, at the time of the Attica prison riot. It's a serious poem. You have certainly very serious moments, as you've shown us tonight. Could you, before we go, just say that poem for us?
Oh, this poem explains the Attica prison. You heard that over there when all the black prisoners were shot? And just before they held some white hostages, and they said they were cut throats if they didn't get what they wanted. And the word was, well, if the throats are cut, then shoot and kill everybody. They found out during the autopsy that the throats were not cut, they just shot them for nothing. A trigger happy policeman. And that Rockefeller gave word 10 minutes or so that they don't give up, because they think it's going to be open fire. And one black prisoner came out to speak to the warden. He said, you have 10 minutes to surrender. What's your reply? We're going to come and shoot you. And the black prisoner came out, poetic poem. This didn't happen, but this is what I wrote. He said, better far from all I see, to die fighting to be free. What more 15 in could be? Better surely than in some bed, where in broken health I'm led, lingering until I'm dead. Better than with prayers and pleas, are in the clutch of some disease, wasting slowly by degrees. Better than a heart attack, or some dose of drug I lack. Let me die by being black. Better far that I should go, standing here against the foe. Is the sweeter death to know? Better than the bloody stain on some highway where I'm lame, torn by flying glass and pain.
better call and death to come than to die another dumb, muted victim in the slum. Better than of this prison rot, if there's any choice I've got, kill me here on the spot. Better far my fight to wage, now while my blood boils with rage, less it cool with ancient age. Better bound for us to die than to Uncle Tom and try, making peace just to live a lie. Better now that I say my sooth, I'm gonna die demanding truth while I'm still akin to youth. Better now than later on, now the fear of death is gone, never mind another guard. They opened fire, but they died telling it like it was.
Say, no, 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 no really understand how is it that a one guy comes here across us all and decides he is the founder of so much islands. When he was nothing in Europe, and Europe was almost like a backward place. Before the Moors enter into Granada in Spain, it was really high quality life. Christopher Colombo was born in a place named Genoa in Italy, and he was a sailor upon the ship from Portugal. We must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that. Portuguese were the first European country to enslave, and I said the first, one of the first to really enslave Africans. And Christopher Columbus was on those ships that used to venture into Europe, into Africa. Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus got to Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Why we are telling this story is because something happened that we miss in the history when we talk about 1492. Because that is really what they doing. 1492, Christopher Columbus come across and so and really create havoc amongst the indigenous people. And then they tell you, say, the Arawaks are the Taino were the first people to inhabit here. But Africans was here too. Africans was here thousands of years before Christopher Columbus came here. So, in the Americas, as they would call it. Africans ventured into these parts of the world thousands of years. Anyway, the man named Christopher Columbus wanted to go to India. India, I want to go. And he needed some ship, but he couldn't get the ship them. So he go to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella to get the ship them to venture. And he get three ships, but he couldn't get nobody to come with him. Because the European star that if you go too far, was going to see the fall off. Because I have some people I know what I talk about the world, flat the earth, flat and all them foolishness. But him thought, and the people them in Europe thought, that the further you go to the horizon, it's farther by fire up, everyone must see some beasts and all these things. When Christopher said he wanted to take a chance, he said he can't travel west, go east, not knowing that what goes around, come around. And it's really Indian to venture out the door, but he must travel the other way. So Christopher Columbus got into the prisons in Spain and took out the murderers and the thieves and the pedophiles and all these people and promised them land if they would go with him. Well, you promised me gold and full freedom from the jail. Me take the chance. So will the papa you take the chance and go with him and tree ship them. But what they don't tell you that there were Moors on the ship. There were African people on the ship. The chief navigators on the ship were Moors, because they know about navigation. They developed navigation years ago, long time they developed navigation. Well, Christopher Columbus venture out, and somehow he lose his point, lose direction, and he end up in this part of the world. But the reason why we are telling the story is not of Columbus, why is that part of the world? It's 1492. What was taking place in Europe in 1492? There's a thing in the Inquisition. A lot of you might not know what is the Inquisition. The Inquisition is when the king and queen of Spain decide that anybody that is not with the papacy, the pope, it's heretics, so they should be burned to death, crucified or hanged. So there was an actual spy thing about by anybody with them feel say was part of this conspiracy against Christendom, because Europe, just like they call it, Europe is in Christendom. But guess what now? It was really against the Moors and the Jews. God, the Moors and the Jews never accept the papacy. So these inquisition was against the Jews and against the Moors, the Muslims, as we like call them. So in 1492, they started this inquisition. The inquisition is people. It's a system of them called the inquisitors. You know what you're saying? Inquisitive? The inquisitive means they said people to watch you, to see what you was doing. For instance, the most of the nation of is the nation of people who call themselves Muslims. They pray 5 times a day. And if a man next door look over and see you pray 5 times a day, he'll say, yes, see that. It's not a part of a thing, I say, you know, you're fighting against Rome. So they would inquire, call the inquisitor, and he would inquire if you are part of this thing. And this would lead to your prosecution and death. So this was something that was taking place right over Europe, where anyone that was found with a different religious perspective.